Hello. Hi, this is Will from National Opinion Survey. I'm looking to speak to Tammy Curl.
Tammy, you're speaking to her.
Thank you. I'm not selling anything, Ms. Tammy. I'm only conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a minute?
Yes.
Thank you very much. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. Thank you very much. Are you 18 years old or a registered voter?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
No, I'll definitely vote.
Thank you very much. What is your exact age?
I'm 62.
Thank you very much. Do you represent yourself and race as white Caucasian, black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed?
White Caucasian.
Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied. Thank you very much. Now I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, some organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you are feel very warm and favorable towards them, or 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50, which means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say no. Donald Trump, 0 to 100.
100.
100. Thank you very much. Public charter schools.
50.
Thank you very much. Critical race theory or CRT?
I don't know on that one.
You're not familiar with it?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. Your local school board?
50.
Thank you very much. Joe Biden?
0.
Okay. Public school teachers?
100.
100. Thank you very much. The American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
100.
100. Thank you very much. Black Lives Matter, or BLM?
100.
Thank you very much. Public schools? Ma'am? Yeah, public schools?
Yes.
What would you grade them? 0 to 100?
50.
50. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Next question. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you very much. Next, would you say the public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students? Public schools, much better. Public schools, somewhat better. Charter schools, somewhat better. Charter school, much better. Or make no difference?
Makes no difference.
Thank you very much. Now, some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare themselves very well, 5 means public school prepares themselves somewhat well, or 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Our responsibility in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting, from 0 to 10.
0.
Truthfully understand all of the American history, the good and the bad, 0 to 100. 0 to 10,
zero.
I'm sorry.
0.
Okay. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting, 0 to 10.
0.
Okay, embrace American values and be proud of American citizen, 0 to 10.
0.
Become more organized and have structure, 0 to 10.
0.
Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market, 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you very much. Next question. Hold on just a second. Okay. Would you say that your state spends not enough money or too much money or just about the right amount of money on public school education? Not enough, too much, about right?
Not enough.
Not enough. Thank you very much. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last past 2 years?
No.
Thank you very much. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot? A little? Nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Thank you very much. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten through 12th grade public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? You strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
I don't know anything about it, so.
Don't know. Okay. Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot? A little? Nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Thank you very much. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay, thank you. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
Disagree.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the answer?
Disagree.
You disagree. Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Thank you very much. We're almost done here. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some will say help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Do you strongly support that, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support it.
Strongly support it. Thank you very much. Adding an ethnic studies unit to the kindergarten through 12th grade public school curriculum. Strongly, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed?
Strongly supported.
Okay, protecting educators, right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teachings about race, gender, and sexuality. Strongly, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you very much. Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Do you strongly support, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Increasing discipline in schools. Do you strongly support, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed?
Strongly support.
Thank you very much. Now, some U.S. citizens have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African American. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Study unit to the kindergarten through 12th grade public school curriculum? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support it.
Thank you very much. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing, 5 means it's somewhat convincing, or 0, which means convincing, it's not convincing at all. Hello? We almost done. My God. Uh,